Okay, I've done it again. I forgot to put the minutes in. I'll just get those.
Hello together.
Hi. We're just starting. Just put in the minutes. Okay, they're there. Can we do an approval on the minutes online? Patrick, do you want to approve the minutes or do you want to discuss them?
You mean the last minutes?
Yeah.
Or what do you mean?
Basically.
Well, no, it's fine. I was writing them as well.
Right, okay, that's fine. Good. We can carry on.
Hello.
Anders, hi.
They're not.
Okay, I'll give you a link for the.
Everyone can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Anders.
Perfect.
I don't know if you're in the pad, but there's a pad link for you.
Thank you.
Right, yep, okay. Okay, we'll go on to reports. Okay, I've sent out some mails to the regarding the GA. I've opened up Lumio groups for discussion on things like motions, statute changes, candidates. I've updated the Wiki financial pages with the details from the PayPal account, which is membership details only at the moment. And on that theme, we have a new member. I'm working now on setting up a crowdfunding account for the GA. And I'd like to, just at this point, while I remember, is there any objections to using the t-shirts as a reward? We have a number of t-shirts that we can sell. The reward would be for a donation that's higher value than the t-shirts would be, plus some postage. Is that okay? Has anybody got any objections, should we say? Okay, I take it that's a no, so I'll go ahead and make...
I have some question.
Yeah.
If we are going to use t-shirts as a reward, we need to talk about which t-shirts, because I don't know if the t-shirts from Bastian are fitting for that, or if they are not too expensive. I don't know the price. Not that we get 35 euro per person and we pay most of that for the t-shirts. So.
I understand it that the t-shirts have been paid for, so they're just our property. But
okay,
yeah, it's they're not.
Or we can do new ones, and then will cost not that much. That's possible
too. The thing is, I don't want to get into that because it's going to have to go up pretty quick. So that would change it. But we at least have got the t-shirts. We can think up some other rewards in the GA sort of work team, but it's just that one and two, we could send them from the, you know, from the GA or something like that, get the number we need, and just post them off. Postage would be extra to the donation. Okay, so, and the other thing, I worked on Emmy. I'm promoting their crowdfunder just to sort of pick up some tips and see how that goes. So I'm looking at using Indiegogo, but we'll see how that goes as well. Okay, Shamsuddin, do you have anything to report? Nope. Min, do you want to say anything? Richard's not here. So Patrick, if you want to go ahead with your report when you're ready.
Yeah, a lot of, I've done a lot of things about invitations and press contacts and speakers and delegates and searched all the mail addresses from pirate parties all over the world together with Andrew and Yelena last Sunday. I'm designing pictures for the PPI shop of the actual products like t-shirts and bags. But they're not ready. I think need to do about 30%, 70% is ready. Then we talked about the General Assembly timetable and possible workshops and how we're going to fix everything in time. Then I'm working on the PPI website and the shop in total to get it ready to the General Assembly to launch it. And I talked to Yelena about setting up kind of pre-website for the General Assembly with information and planning and timetable, so not everybody's really interested in watching an old school wiki site. So we need to use the wiki site only for organizational stuff. We're going to set up a small website WordPress theme to feel better with the General Assembly. And then I talked to Sven and Kuhn, especially Sven, about the Luxembourg bank account, and I'm still waiting for his response. He's very busy at the moment because of business. Kuhn is always reacting very fast when it's the question about the Brussels bank account. So he's in contact now with Yelena. She tries to help us with a friend, a lawyer from Belgium. Maybe that speeds the whole thing a little bit up. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Right, so yeah, Thomas, hi. Thomas, you with the talk?
Oh, sorry. Well, will there be a separate item on the agenda tonight about organizing the PPI General Assembly? Because I remember being at the board meeting of Berlin last week, and I believe there are still, well, unsurenesses about the conference itself, etc. So we might discuss it in another item in length.
Sure. We can do that, I think.
Plus, about the bank account, I believe that might be an additional item as, well, we have learned news about why we are not allowed to have a bank account at the moment.
Okay. I'll put those in at 4 and... get 4 and 5.
Would it be possible to get that reason stated? So Yelena asked for it as well.
Hang on, I'm being spammed at the moment.
The reason for Thomas said something about we know the reason for why PPI cannot have a bank account.
Yeah, we'll try and we'll certainly talk about that today. Well, would we like to bring that forward?
Yeah, it would be interesting to get the reason stated in the public.
Yeah, well, put it in an additional item on the agenda because I believe it's a thing.
I will send the recording to Andrew and then we get to stick it together somehow. Okay, let's do it. Proposal number one, that we accept Carla's resignation. Thank her for her service and appoint Anders Klepper to the board. So we already decided that on Lumio. Are there any points to say as well? I would like to talk to Anders if he accepts the appointment.
Yes, I stated in the email as an answer, I accept the appointment.
Okay, perfect.
And just for the minutes, he just succeeds.
Great to hear that. Okay, then thank you very much, Anders. I would say you're going to have a talk with Kuhn, what the actual things we're working with, we're dealing with. Do you have any questions, or did you already took some information?
No, I have been in touch with Kuhn last week. We have mostly discussed things twice, but also the rest of the board and the GA.
May I step in as a matter of minutes again and protocol?
Sure.
Well, as we know, Anders has succeeded as member of the board. He has not yet succeeded treasurer of PPI. So that's a process he has been made to be made to treasurer by decision of the board.
Yeah. Okay. So we did that, so we can go further to proposal number two. We maybe should actualize the wiki site about that. This moment I would like to thank Carla for her work and hope she's doing well. So next proposal was that we pay the GoDaddy bill from the PayPal account. Kuhn already noted something about that it's not possible to do it recurring, so we have to do that every year. Kuhn, what's the problem with the PayPal account? Is it not possible?
GoDaddy doesn't seem to accept PayPal as a recurring... for recurring payments, only for one-off payments. It's just the way they work.
Okay, so we have to do that next year again.
Yes.
So we already decided to do that.
Okay.
So the number B from the proposal number two is... yeah, we can ignore that.
May I speak?
Yeah?
Because I've checked Lumio decision. By now, Anders is just member of the board. So he is not yet elected treasurer from the board, or for the board, or the PPI. So that has to be healed if he deems to be the treasurer of PPI.
Okay, so I have to ask again, who is in favor of electing Anders as treasurer for the board? I will do next new.
May I ask if there are other candidates?
I don't know. We didn't had other suggestions.
The only possible suggestion would be Minchiaki, Chemsedin Benyame Yema, and Dr. Rich Till. From the statutes, these are board members and without other title at the moment.
Yes. So
if I'm going to step into the treasurer, then I will need a report from Carla.
Well, we can ask them if they want to candidate for that. But I didn't heard anything in advance, so I would say if they want to do that as well, Richard isn't there. Min Chemsidin, are you interested in working as treasurer? Well, they're both muted and not reacting. Okay, Chemsedin says no. Doesn't want to. So Anders is the only candidate. Okay. So then, I ask you to vote for or against Anders, or there's also the possibility to abstain the vote in line 105.
Sorry to disturb you, Puggy, but what you're doing is totally incorrect. Definitely. It's impossible to do that like you are doing that.
Ah, you're the one who knows it better. Okay, then tell me.
Yeah. You have to make a motion. The motion has to be prepared, advanced to a meeting. Next meeting, we can vote about that motion. And everybody should be prepared to candidate for the treasurer. That's that easy. Thanks.
Oh, I thought we already did it via Lumio. Okay. Then we are postponing it to the next meeting as Bastian wants to. Okay, so everybody's going to be informed via email, whatever, that we're going to elect a new treasurer in the next board meeting. That will be in 2 weeks, and the normal meeting, the 21st June. next proposal. Number 3. That we set a fee for the General Assembly of €35 for attendees present in Berlin and a fee of €35 for parties, not individual attendees, attending online. Are there any suggestions? Okay. The next issue is any other business. That's a proposal of several points concerning PPI from Joseph Collentine. And I propose that we go through it step by step, and everybody who wants to make some comments or wants to step in the discussion. Kuhn, can you please mute yourself?
Okay.
Joseph, do you want to come into the boardroom to maybe tell us something about what you propose?
It's not so much a proposal as an opening of a discussion. So my text is fairly clear, and I'd like the rest of the PPI board and maybe others as well to discuss what I see as some of the main problems from PPI right now.
Okay, thanks a lot. So the first point is about goals. Your conclusion is that according to our statutes, the goals are extremely broad. We have a lot of work to get all those goals into public. And your proposition is to focus on some goals. And maybe to have some goals or sub-goals in some areas which are prioritized or whatever. So I think that's quite a good idea. But I'm a little bit scared to decide that as a board. I would rather discuss that on General Assembly. I think that's really important not to get lost and not to get people out of their discussions.
I actually have a lot to add to that discussion, because I strongly, and I also would say Norway, strongly disagree with Sweden on this.
Sorry?
There's nothing wrong with the goals of PPI. What is wrong is lack of resources to make everything happen. But the criticism, I see it's mentioned again, PPI failed to act as a contact center for the pirate movement. The question is, what kind of contact center do Sweden actually want? I have a very hard time with grabbing what they really want, because PPI, former PPI boards have done a tremendous job at setting up the infrastructure that facilitates contact between different pirate parties. So it's more up to the members to use that infrastructure and not so much up to the board to force that contact, point of contact upon all the parties.
Right, I'm back. I've just had a power cut and it might well have another one. These things come in groups, so be prepared for me to sort of disappear again.
Okay, for your information, we postponed the election of the treasurer because Bastian said we need to invite for that. We need to have some time to people to prepare for candidacy or whatever. So I said not to get some arguing here. I decided to say, okay, we do that.
Okay. Hold on, I've got an echo here. Yeah, okay. I was looking at the statutes. We can appoint an alternative member who's been appointed to the board to a position. I don't quite understand that, but as I say, I'm not sure I'm going to be here much longer with the power cut problem, so we'll just carry on as much as we can.
Yes. The rest, we already decided on the fees and whatever. And now we started to discuss the paper from Joseph Collentine.
We've already discussed that. I don't see the point of going through it again.
When did we discuss that?
It was at a meeting that almost nobody on the board turned up. But the point is that we sort of went through it, and the criticisms are fine and good and a lot, you know, really hit home, but he does not really give answers. So if we can discuss this at the end rather than at the beginning, because it took 2 hours last time with a lot more people here. It's probably going to take a lot longer than that.
I see. There's another proposal at the end of the agenda.
Yeah.
I didn't saw that. I thought that was the last point.
No.
Okay, so then somebody added something.
Right, I'll just explain. Hang on. Proposal number 4. I'm going to ask Pirate Party. There's something going on I don't quite understand there, but the point is that we try and be more inclusive, at least, and I'm going to ask Priority of New Zealand to make a proposal that we're more inclusive in the board in its meetings, and we take cognizance of the opinions of people who are actually doing the work in PPI, and that alternative board members also be included. Yeah, it's just a much better way of working. That's the idea. So the point is now it's just a test. So the votes will be recorded, but are not technically part of the decision. Any questions? Yes, please, Thomas.
No question at all, because that has been, common practice in the previous board to even gap the votes from the alternative so we can see what their opinion might be, because they might raise their voice any time. So even the decisions can be made upon their minds. Just to let you know.
Thanks. Is that anywhere in the procedures at all? Probably not. This is another reason we need to write processes, so when boards change that people know what at least common practice is, even if it's not in a procedure. Okay, so we can get votes on that, yes or no, or abstentions. And that's from anyone who's either a alternate board member or people who are working in positions for the organization. It's line 217. While we're doing that, what was the reason for the board not being able to have a bank account?
To put it very blunt, we have set up an HQ and we have a PPI. Both do intermingle in some way. The HQ is a strong bond to whatever, but it is claiming to get money on behalf, being acting on behalf on some PPI, which has no seat, no further situation, no nothing at all. This does configure money laundering in the point of view from the banks at the very moment. This has been figured out by the ad hoc group ECOSOC, and especially Guillaume made an in-depth search on it and said, well, no problem. That has to be fixed for the future, and the process for fixing it, meaning changing the statutes plus HQ proposals, will be upcoming for the General Assembly. So this can be healed for the future, to put it very blunt and simple.
Okay, good. That means it's not an existential thing. It can be fixed. That's good to know. Okay.
Can we see any documentation on these claims, please?
Sorry?
Is it possible to produce some kind of documentation on these claims?
I believe that will be done with the proposals, as it is work in progress.
So for now, they are just claims and not facts.
Well, they are facts because they are researched, but I have received the information vocally and deliver them vocally as well. Might be minuted might be minuted in here.
So there's no documentation on this, right?
Well, they will not receive any official documentation from any bank because they just say, well, go away, because they won't.
We have been through this, and if that is the reason, it is possible to get documentation. So for now, I would say these are claims and not documented facts.
So anyway, we've got two means of attack at the moment to get this problem with Kuhn and things going on in Brussels, trying to get hold of the account there, and seeing if the other system is to see if we can open up another account somewhere else once we've changed our statutes so that they're not indicating that we may be indulging in money laundering, which we're not. Okay.
So where are we at the moment in the protocol?
Right, 217, proposal number 4. I'm looking for votes. So that we record and listen to the alternate members and those working in significant positions. So, like, if Yelena, you want to vote, but I need board members, like... you and Shamsuddin.
Okay. May I just step in to the proposals from Joseph, because I invited him to discuss this topics today. I will propose that we set up another date to discuss it apart from the board session.
That would be a good idea, because it takes a long time to go through this. As I said, we did go through it, and it would be good to have Joseph here, I agree.
Joseph, would that be all right with you? Then I would invite on the mailing list to set up a new date, maybe next week on Tuesday at the same time, to have a discussion and maybe to prepare some motions also for the General Assembly. Because we need solutions, we need proposals, You ask the right questions, and it's really, really important to discuss it. But after the questions, there need to be answers. Okay, perfect. Then I will invite over mailing this. Okay, go on, Andrew. Sorry.
Sorry. So it's just. Voting is now open on line 216.
You mean run 218, right? Or proposal number 4?
Okay, I'm going to close the proposal if nobody. Good, thank you. The motion succeeded. Okay, have we discussed motion 10, PPG, well, point number 10, the GA?
Not yet.
Okay, should we go, should we do the bank account first then, and then the GA? There's nothing written at line 2 and 4.
Well, I don't know. I've just spoken and not written down stuff because I've just done stuff vocally. But we've dealt with PPI bank account.
I'll just write a summary of the way I understand.
Well, that would be lovely.
Okay.
As for PPI General Assembly, may I ask how far are the preparations, etc., on technical stuff, chair of the meeting, etc., all the basic stuff we need to have a successful meeting in Berlin.
Well, we have one pet. I had a phone call with Jess. We are ready with invitations. We still already invited some. We need to invite more people and delegates and journalists. We asked several people for helping volunteers. We asked several people for chairman, for minutes taker. Till now, I had no response at all. The pad is here. Wait a second. So, as there are a lot of people now in the channel and in the listeners' channel, everybody is invited to help us with chairing the meeting or taking minutes or doing election supervision for the General Assembly.
Yeah, no problem. Would you even go forward and ask a previous people who've chaired meetings, like, for example, Paris? I do remember, what's his name? Anton Notov, for example. He did a very good job in sharing the meeting, and I know he would be keen to do so if everything is prepped very, very, very far beforehand, for example.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just noted the name. I'm going to ask him. Any other names?
How about a call for help on a national basis? I believe there are a lot of people within the world, within the pirate parties, who might help out, and other parties do have an advantage, may have an advantage in proposing people for the General Assembly, being there, chairing the meeting, helping out in the official part, because they will be in the process and not beside the process.
Okay. I have some ideas. How about the one who made the General Assembly, German General Assembly, from Lower Saxony?
Lower Saxony, well...
The big one with the child. With the small child. Forgot his name.
Hippie for one.
Yes, yes, yes. What's his name?
Mike Saunders.
Thanks.
Well, if he's eager to do so in English, go ahead and ask him.
I will ask him. Yeah.
Yeah, he has started his volunteering career by helping international support team in my team. So he is very good with international matters.
He even helped out in the German team. Yeah, that's true.
I can ask also the North Rhine-Westphalian pirates, Toso and Michel.
As you like to. It's up to the war to see fit, as well as the organizers, that there will be a team available.
Mm-hmm.
Plus of that, all the tech stuff will be available, plus streaming down and up, etc., that the remote delegates will have clear access or sole access to their counterparts, etc., etc. Heavy tech stuff, and that has to be dealt with right beforehand. And I hope, knowing the location, that the internet will be... in there in an acceptable way.
Yes, we already talked about to make some mumble meetings in before for also scouting the Pirate Party delegates and to get them together with accreditation and people who are experienced with that. How about setting up a timetable for that?
Just go ahead.
Okay, let's have a look at the calendar. We have now 7th June. That's less than 2 months. Boom, 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 boom. I would propose a Sunday evening for that. So maybe the 19th. And the 10th of July, 19th June, 10th July, that's two. Maybe we need more? What do you think?
I think we would need more. We definitely need ad hoc meetings in between times, but they could put those as definite. I'd like to have one at least once a week until the day, and probably more frequent as we get nearer.
Okay, 19th June, 26th June.
Yeah, other question beside, are the, so-called social events locations being scouted by now?
That's Jess' part. She's going to organize that.
Oh, I see.
Then we have the 3rd of July and the 10th and the 17th.
Just a question on the technical, on the streaming side. Is pirate streaming still going or have they finished operations?
To put it blunt, in fact, there are existing but not acting at the moment.
Right. Is Pirate Party of Germany, do they have a technical team that might like to help?
I have to ask Jess if there are several persons or she can give me the names. Or if you have some proposals for that, would be welcome.
Another point of interest would be the location itself. I do know by now that there is severe resistance in Berlin underway about the location, which is a very, very leftist location, so to say, though by contract, neutral. It's Neues Deutschland, it's a left-wing party, which is working quite against the Power Party of Germany, Power Party itself in Berlin at the very moment, knowing that even in Berlin, Abgeordnetenhaus for about 2 months now, even though the left party won't speak to Power Parties itself, and the media, Neues Deutschland, is working very, very straight against the Power Party itself. Though I believe that's why there is some opposition to have the General Assembly in that very location. And I have noticed or heard, better say, that they are going to have or find alternatives either that weekend or the next weekend, the weekend thereafter. But that's just for information, so to let you know that there is some kind of movement within Berlin, which I cannot see where the outcome might be.
I hear that the first time. In my information, Jazz already booked the location, and they're doing their General Assembly as well there, and they had never problems with the Neues Deutschland. To the upside, they're very happy with that location. Those rumors are very new to me. I know those things about leftists, but I don't think that touches the PPI in some way.
Yeah, well, just wanted to let you know, because there seems to be some kind of problem within Berlin, so you have to know about it. Even if it might be a rumors only, we need to have the information. That's it. Personal opinion, I'm still against that very location, knowing that even the Power Party of Berlin had problems within that location, because they were even not allowed to lay out certain printouts, because they wouldn't fit the policy of Neues Deutschland. That happened in the past as well.
Well, but that's something between Berlin Pirates and them. I don't care, really.
I had a little bit of luck, and I was in the board meeting in Berlin as they discussed it in the Mumble, and they met in the LGS, and they were talking actually exactly when Jess opened up the discussion for the event, and not many people knew, and there were quite a few grumpies you know, and it was quite funny to hear into that. It was actually first discussion over it, and I had the chance to listen into that, but it was quite interesting. I don't think there's will be so much anti, there's just a few stubborn people there who just don't had no interest and won't put their, I don't think they'll put much energy into it, but there is a group who will are energetic about it. There are lots of international interested pirates in Berlin, and they see it as a chance to get reconnected to Germany as well.
Jens, may I interrupt you for a moment?
Please. Yo.
I'm really upset about this location. The Neues Deutschland had been...
Sorry, can we stop this discussion? Because the location is set up by the Berlin Pirates and we already accepted it. So there's no need about discussing that.
Sorry, I got a go, not a no. Right? And the chairman is Mr. Andrew Reitemeyer, right?
Yeah,
thank
okay.
you. Thank you to notice that. I won't do a long discussion about it. I want to give you my opinion about that. Neues Deutschland is the former Pravda of German Democratic Republic, better known as GDR or DDR. It was a state newspaper and the dictatorship of Germany East. It's a sign to make an international meeting there. please keep that in mind. And it's a real sign for an international organization like PPI to use such a location. Thank you.
You should say that as we discussed that when we got the application. Now we already decided it, so it's too late.
Yeah, we're not going to take any position on this. It's up to Pi Party of Berlin. We will are their guests as such. Also, I don't want to see a change in date at all.
No, that is impossible. People are booking flights. For the timetable of scouting meetings. I put it in the pad with the General Assembly resources in line 78 to get some fixed dates for those scouting meetings. And there are 5 possible dates. Do you think we should take all the 5?
Yes, I think so. If we can cancel some if there's not needed, but I'd rather that we have more meetings than less.
Okay, then I will transfer it into the protocol.
We also want to sort of start setting up teams so that we've got people who will attend the meetings who know what's going on. So we've got like a tech team, a security team, catering team, and that sort of thing. How are we going with the new website? Because if it's not going to be ready in a couple of days, I'll put a call out on our current site.
Well, I discussed that with Jelena yesterday, or when we talked about it. We are thinking about setting up a subdomain like ga.ppinternationalnet, where we set up a small WordPress theme to fill in all the information about the General Assembly to make it nice, you know? So we already chose a WordPress theme. I have to talk to Gregory to set up a subdomain and putting a WordPress on it, and then I can start it in this week.
Okay, good. I'll put one up anyway because it's just sort of waiting just in case anything goes wrong.
So Gregory here, just write me an email what subdomains you need, and I will do it like 5 minutes later.
Can you put WordPress, a simple WordPress on it also, or should I do that?
No, I just do the DNS side.
Okay.
So you give me IP address and what domain you need, and I'll set it up. Well, there is actually a WordPress, simple WordPress on a PPI server already set up, if you want to take this.
Do you know which domain it has?
It has domain news, for example. It also have a Parrot, also runs on WordPress. And this one might be another one. I forgot one.
News is the very old Pirate Times, I see.
Yes.
With the first articles from 2012. Well, we can take that, yes. Can you change the subdomain for that to
well,
GA?
It's a multi-block. Yeah, multi-domain capable WordPress, so we can set up a new one without effort.
That's perfect. Then I take this. That's much easiest way to get it started.
Okay, so just tell me what subdomain you need. GA, mm-hmm. You said?
Yes, GA.
GA 2016 or just GA?
I would prefer to GA because then we can change it every year.
Well, but if you want next year to access the information from last year,
That is true.
Good idea to take 2016 then.
You're so smart, Gregory. Sorry, yeah, you're sure you're right.
Yeah, I went through all this.
GA 2016. That's perfect. And then we change it next year to 2017. Do you need an email nevertheless?
No, I'm fine. I'm already working on it.
You're great. Thank you very much.
I have a last question, sorry.
Please.
Well, I've just read the word delegates and the dates in line. I've got lost the line, sorry. Which meant a bit of both delegates in this content or context, sorry.
That means that we're going to talk about how to do the votes and how to communicate. I think there are some people who are not don't know the whole procedure.
Oh, that's true. Being in the process, as you mentioned it, please keep in mind that always be the fallback for email voting. So at least one or two or three people just received emails and could print it out. So for documentation for the future.
Yeah, I would like to talk to people as you and everybody who's really experienced with that on the last General Assemblies, because I'm not that experienced on that, to have some scouts, you know, to tell the people what's going to be important, what they should take care of, what do they need to get in touch with each other, what are you going to do with the online proxies and whatever. I remember that was nice to have some information in advance. I was once an online proxy at a GA, and I wasn't really instructed.
Yeah, well, like other people would say, not my wording, shit happens, but as it is, naturally, we're eager to give information, especially experienced people, just ask us and we help out.
Okay. So I'm going to send a short message on mailing list with this 5 dates. Yeah, we will see who is going to come. We will set up 1 hour, and if nobody is there, then we take the next meeting.
Okay, I've just added a line 239 that after the GA, we should hold a post-mortem to particulate what went well and what didn't, so that there's some sort of ongoing knowledge for the next GA.
Would be interesting. Is there already knowledge base somewhere from previous GAs and things and PPI?
Not that I could find. I did sort of look around, but I didn't do a full sort of search as such. Just wondering if there's, because some wiki pages are hard to find.
Well, to be honest, as all General Assemblies had been very, very different, being handled, it's very, very complicated to set up a single way how to do it, as we know that we have had at least 2 General Assemblies being improvised on a technical basis within last minute, so it's very, very difficult, but there is experience which can be given forward and even being minuted.
Excellent, thank you. Just wondering, just off the top of my head, I'm not suggesting this, but would it be, I need to talk to Jess about this, but could we give priority on couch surfing to people who want to volunteer for the GA? Yelena?
I just want to support you in this move because it's kind of urgent. From what I know right now is that the flight ticket to Berlin is going to be booked by two Israeli pirates. One is in France right now, the other one is in Israel. So they are going to have a workshop on hacking routers. And since we can't provide a reimbursement for their costs for the ticket, I would really love to have some couch surfing in Berlin by pirates in Berlin for two of them as soon as possible. Thank you.
Okay, can you enter that in the pad, who they are, and then with our next talk to Jez, sure, we can discuss that.
Okay,
the direct person you need to talk to is the ED Wandler on Twitter. He's for couch surfing in Berlin, captain.
Okay, can you put his...
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, can you put his name in the pad, please, Mick?
I'll find his Twitter account. You can get him on Twitter.
Can you put the Twitter? Wandler is not a good word for...
Yeah, it's okay. I'll get it.
Yeah. Okay, the next thing to sort of ask is, what are we not thinking about? Yeah, it's always the unknown unknowns that come up and bite you. Are there any other points anyone wants to raise on this subject? No. When's our next meeting with Jez then?
I have to phone call her and ask her. I will write to you if needed. I get all the information which is needed and put it in the pad.
Right, because that thing on couch surfing, because if we can offer our volunteers couch surfing spaces, that would certainly help with people making up their minds to come.
Sorry, organizing for the voting campaign in Berlin for their state voting. He's doing all the couch surfing organization, and he's doing also for the event as well.
Can a good English sprechen oder Deutsch?
Whatever, I don't care. He's the man you need to talk to if you need couch surfing.
Right. Okay. I'll contact him. I just sort of just wonder if I should do it in English or German. That's all.
I'm better German, I think. He's an old player. He can do English as well, but if you speak to him in German, he's understandable. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry, did you put his Twitter handle in the pad?
In the pad and in the Mumble chat.
What line?
It's on the side.
Oh, I got it here, Eden Wanderer. Okay,
so you can
gotcha.
Put it any way you want.
Yeah, in the chat, thanks.
Find an appropriate couch surf type. Ah, there, it's accommodation couch surf. Line 262.
Okay, anyway, I've got it. You're Dan Vonder. Good. Okay, now where are we? Is there anything we've missed in the agenda? Okay, then I'll call for any other business.
Yeah, Gregory here. So
yep.
I would like to actually inform that we had this Pirate Summer event last year. You might be some remember. And the people who went there decided to repeat this. And so we will have a second Pirate Summer in the first August week, the same location as last year. And I would suggest that PPI would again like advertise this event, and I'm still organizing it and putting it out. And also the Pirates Without Borders this time supports it. And this week we will have the event website set up, and the invites will go out in larger scale. But so my suggestion would be that PPI also supports that.
Yep, I certainly agree with that. Social meetings are one of the best things we can do.
I have to go. I wish you all the best, and we'll hear us or see us soon.
Okay, Matt. We'd like to see you at the next meeting about the GA. Yeah?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Put a proposal at line 257 that we support Pirate Summer. Basically, that means it's an official, even though it'll be the next board. Patrick, I see your I see your recording. Good, because I forgot to re-record when I came back on.
I will stop recording when the meeting is closed. Is it already closed?
No. I'll tell you when. As soon as we finish probably voting on proposal number 5 at 257 line.
Ah, okay. Sorry. I was already writing the email.
Okay, that's a pass. Okay, any other business? Okay, I declare the meeting closed at 21:22. The next meeting is Tuesday the 24th at 2200 hours CEST.